who am I? What am I doing?
Right.
You know, and I feel like too, with a lot of high achieving women and men, you know, we're in this go, 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 and we're high achieving, and we don't realize when we've lost our steam and we're just, we're showing up in the motions, we're busy being busy, but our light inside of us has truly dimmed.
This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I just want to thank you guys so much. I've been saying this already a couple of times, but I just cannot believe that I'm almost at 100,000 downloads. And I just want to make sure that you go ahead and like and share, subscribe, and all that great stuff, because we got to get there, people. I want to do the little, you know, the little thing on IG with all of the little fireworks that say 100,000 downloads. So let's go. I love you guys so much. I love you, Straight Talkers. I love the way that you guys really pour into the community and really share like what's on your heart, what's on your mind, how you love the guests that are on here. Now, you know, I go around this amazing planet of ours finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today I am stoked. Okay. I'm excited to have Heather here with me. She is a wellness superstar and a former Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Now, Heather, journey as a teacher, a gym owner, a coach, an author. I know, right? Like boom, 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 boom. All right. She has an amazing book, Girl with a Game Plan, from bench warmer to superstar in your life in 8 weeks. All right. And it makes this like unique force in personal development. And I'm super stoked to have her. Right. So Heather is like vibrant and fun, and she helps women become the superstars in their own lives. So I want you to join us, hang in there, turn up your radio, do what you got to do, okay? Because this is going to be filled with advice and wisdom and energy and all that great stuff. So let's get ready to get this together. Heather, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, Nina, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. Like, pom-pom, cheerleader excited to be here.
I love that.
So thank you. I can't wait to talk to you and to get the word out that we are all superstars. We don't have to be bench warmers in our own lives.
I freaking love that. Okay. I have a program. It's called a Master Your Game. And it's not about sports. It's about, you know, goals, awareness, mind flow, and emotional intelligence. Right. So that as soon as I saw that you were like playing with the word game, I'm like,
yes,
I'm on the right track.
Absolutely.
So, Heather, I have an amazing community, and a lot of them are thought leaders, CEOs, like, you know, people who are really shaking the world, doing their thing. So I want them to know who you are. I want them to know who you are. So let's start there. Who are you, Heather? Who are you?
Well, thank you for that amazing introduction, first of all. So I'm awesome. All of those things. First and foremost, my proudest label that I wear is mother of three amazing humans. And I'm also the proud wife of my husband. We've been married 25 years. So lots of love in my heart for my family. And then in addition to that, I, like you said, I've been in the teaching and instructing business for, since the 1900s. So a really long time ago, back in 1990s, when women used to wear thongs on the outside of their biker shorts. Yeah, that's when I started, that long ago. So I've been leading fitness, wellness for years and years. I was a former health and phys ed teacher, and then wanted to stay at home with my kids because they were my passion for a while. And then I got into the group fitness business. Back in then, those days, we called it aerobics, but now it's group fitness, right? And from there, I had that nudge, which I'm going to talk about, that feeling like it's your spirit, that superstar telling you like, hey, you need to open a gym. You can do this. So I opened a gym back in 2011. And it was the most amazing gym ever. It was called Sweat Like a Girl. It was just for women.
So
amazing community. But in the year of 2020, it started to take my superstar out of the game. And I allowed myself to be benched in 2020.
Yeah.
But
you know, I, yeah. She's like, all right, let me add that. I'm back. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
I think that, you know, 2020 knocked a lot of wind out of a lot of people, right? Especially gym owners. I have a lot of, you know, friends who either are gym owners or are personal trainers, you know, and it knocked the wind out of them a little bit. So, you know, I'm somebody who has always struggled, right, when it comes to like health and fitness, like that part of mine. Now, I'm a go-getter in career, business, helping you strategize, like all of that stuff, right? Conflict resolution, the whole shenanigans, right? But when it came to health and wellness, that was always a tough one for me. So when 2020 hit and people were like, whoa, the world has stopped, I actually started a mini project called Memoirs of a Fat Girl, right? FAT fat. And people were like, are you crazy using the word fat? No, I want to get rid of fat, like FAT, like I want to get rid of it. So yeah. All the friend of mine who was a personal trainer going through what you're going through, right? Like he was, do I become a bench warmer? What's happening here? Right.
Right.
And listen, I'm an overweight girl. I have friends who are overweight or at least want to get fit. And I think mental health is a big issue right now. So Can we do an outside boot camp? And we did it for 18 months,
That's awesome.
3 to 4 times a week outside, whether cold, rain, sleet, it didn't matter. And so I say that to say, I think, you know, that process really did hurt a lot of people, or it made you come back. Right. So tell me about your journey there. Like when that, you know, kind of put you at the bench.
Yeah.
I want to know your feeling. I want to know what you were going through. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, 2020 brought losses for a lot of us. My heart goes out to those who lost loved ones, loss of lives. For me personally, it was the loss of my oldest daughter. She was a senior in high school. And as I said, my proudest label is mother. So I had looked forward to her senior year from the time she was born. And when that was literally ripped away from her and our whole family, it was heartbreaking. She was an athlete. So we were looking forward to her track and field season. We were looking forward to seeing her, you know, prosper as a senior and feeling that confidence and going through a beautiful graduation that she earned, you know, and it was taken away. At the same time, I had been ordered to close the gym, and I was trying to do my best to show up for my daughter. And of course, I had a son who was a junior and at the time a fourth grader. So I'm showing up for my kids, trying to figure out this crazy world and all the fear. And, you know, there was a lot of hate circulating the world as well. And let that get to me and tried to show up for my gym community. And to this day, it's still on Facebook. I showed up at 10:30 a.m. Facebook Live for the entire world. Whoever needed a really good workout and some human connection via a screen, we were there for each other. And it was amazing. However, in showing up for everyone else, my sizzle started to fizzle. My mojo got drained out and I became a shadow of who I was. So when it was time to open up the gym in the summer and the fall came and I said bye to my daughter and still trying to navigate this new world that we were living in, I just didn't feel like myself. And I felt like I was not meant to have a gym anymore. And I let what I call my opponent inside of my head tell me that, you know what? You're right. This is not what you want to do. Let's close the gym. And ended up closing the gym in 2021 and kind of took like a year to figure out who am I? What am I doing? Right. You know, and I feel like too, with a lot of high achieving women and men, you know, we're in this go, 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 and we're high achieving and we don't realize when we've lost our steam and we're showing up in the motions. We're busy being busy, but our light inside of us has truly dimmed. And that's what happened to me. And it kind of went out for a little bit until I started to hear that superstar inside of me say, Hey, you're pretty stinking awesome. You have a lot to do left in this world to inspire others. Let's get moving. And this idea of this Girl with a Game Plan program was on my heart. And I knew it was my responsibility. I truly believe that we all have a responsibility to listen to those quiet whispers that tell us, hey, this is what you're meant to do. And knowing that I could inspire other women, possibly men too, via the book, get on podcasts, get on stages, and spread the word that, you know what, we are all meant to be a superstar. We don't have to warm the bench. And being a superstar is not about seeing your name in lights. It's not about being the best. It is about shining that light from within and inspiring others to do their best. And that's what I want right. to do
now. That's awesome, though. So when you closed the gym in 2021, what was that feeling for you? Like, how did that moment feel?
Like, you can't see my face, but it was like, at the time I thought I was doing the right thing. And, you know, looking back, I don't have guilt because through the process, through losses, right? And I talk about this in the game plan. So through losses, that's when we gain our strength, right? We struggle, we get stronger. And through that, I got stronger. And if I didn't close the gym, I wouldn't have been able, I probably would have never wrote this book and I wouldn't be here with you today, Nina. So things are going to unfold. And the premise behind this book too is that we continue to move forward. We're resilient. And you know, when we have belief in ourselves, when we have strength through struggle and through triumphs, and we're able to have resilience, that's when we can truly show up for ourselves and for others and be that shining superstar. So yeah, it felt really off, but yet at the same time, it just, I let that opponent keep telling me like, this is over. Come on. The world's too crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's just leave it alone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and sometimes you just need to make a decision and be okay with that. Like sometimes you just need to make a decision and be okay with that. And what I mean by that is like many times we just don't manage our thoughts. And so we get caught up in, you know, oh, you know, this and why didn't I, but just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Like, you know, manage your thoughts. If that's a decision, go with your decision, go for it. If you messed up, oh, well, you're going to keep moving forward. Like just go. Right. Yeah. And for a long time, that was my issue because I'm a perfectionist and a perfectionist equals procrastination. Let's just be real. Perfectionist equals procrastination. And now I know I'm talking to a lot of people right now who are listening to my podcast. They probably want to turn me off right now. But the truth is that, you know, I have a lot of people who listen to the podcast who are CEOs, thought leaders, like they're doing their thing. And so I know they get stuck in their own mess. I know they do.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you, how did that feel? Because I know that didn't feel good. Right.
It didn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good to let go of your baby. It doesn't feel good to let go of something that once brought you so much love, passion, and joy. Right. Yes. And so I love that you shifted, though. It sounds to me like you shifted and started saying, okay, how am I going to love the woman on the other side of the screen? How am I going to like love that person more than I love my gym, more than I love my brand, more than I love the lights, more than, you know what I mean? And I think that that has a big part to do with it. So I want to talk to you about how you shifted that into then, was your book first? Was your online community first? Like, give me a little bit of a history there.
Yeah. So my book actually is part of my journey. Like the game plan itself is what got me to get over myself, to get over the hurdle of 2020 and realizing, hey, I'm in a different chapter of my life, not only with my business, but also as a mother. And what am I going to do with myself? And I learned how to play all of these roles that I talk about in the book. And it's about how do we become that superstar? Well, we take on the roles of a big game. Like think of walking into a big football stadium, right? Mm-hmm. You have excitement. Imagine if we could wake up every single day feeling the excitement to start a new day as if we are the superstar. How do we do that? We do it through being the star player, the fan, the cheerleader, playing defense against that opponent. We also are the coach. We have a team of assistant coaches, and we are also a team of wellness trainers for mind, body, and healthy eating, in addition to a referee. So those are all the roles that I learned to play that I wrote about, put them into a game plan. So that's exactly what I do. And I use a lot of my own journey in the book as my stories to say, hey, this is how it feels. I'm writing this book. I've never done this before, yet I'm doing it. And here I am now, Nina, on the other side. I can say I'm an author. At this time, it was literally a dream of mine. Like, am I going to do this? And using all of those tools that I write about, here I am. So I am my own success story. Bam.
Bam. Okay. Bam. So, give me, take us a little bit. You don't have to give us the whole book because I want everybody to buy your book. But give us like a one tool, one strategy, something that really, you know, people can start with. Like, give me
absolutely.
Something.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm all about taking action, and that's what the book is about. So I definitely want listeners to take action, whether you're driving in the car and you can think about it, whether you're sitting at a desk and you can write some of these things down, please do. So I'm going to give you a little game plan by the end of this podcast so that way you can start living your life shining a little brighter. How's that sound?
I love that. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Okay. So we have off season, preseason, and a competition season, just like a football team, right? So in an off season, in the book, you're becoming aware, right? What am I doing? It's really hard to, I live in Pennsylvania, so I love to drive to Jersey or Delaware to the beach. It's hard to know the roads to take to get to the beach if I'm in Pennsylvania and I don't know my exact address. We have to know where we're starting to get where we want to go, right? So we have to know in this off season, in the book, what we talk about, like, what am I eating right now? How much time am I spending on mindless social media? Am I doing just Netflix marathons every single night? So it's about, what am I fueling myself? Food, mental. In addition, what do I do for entertainment? What do I do for play? What am I doing for work?
Just so
a
good.
Total inventory of who the heck we are, right? Because again, as entrepreneurs, business executives, we get so caught up in the doing that we forget that there is a beautiful thing called life, and it's meant to be actually lived, right? Live your life, right? Don't just be a spectator. So that's the very first part, is taking that awareness. And then from that awareness, we take that into the preseason. And this is where the really hard work, the nitty gritty gets done, just like in a athlete sport, right? You're doing all the hard work, but you're not getting any, you don't get to play the game yet. So we're devising what I call star actions, okay? Because you're a superstar, so you need star actions. And this is really important, especially when we're trying to reach goals and we're trying to feel that superstar shine from within, is to create things in our day, right? When we go to college, we learn how to be a graphic designer, or we learn how to be a teacher, and there's specific things that we need to do to get there. So why don't we have that for ourselves on a daily basis? Why don't we have our specific game plan set up to get us to where we want to go? In 2024 is right around the corner, right?
So it is. Yep.
What's our game plan set up for that? And how can we break it down into smaller seasons? So that's kind of a glimpse of the off season, preseason. And I can definitely go into some more detail with all of the roles. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So star player. So what lights you up right now? So Nina, you started a podcast, right? You had that nudge to start a podcast, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So you leaned into that whisper. Remember, it's those quiet whispers. It's that glimmer of like, oh, what's that? Should I do this? And to just make a running list of all of these beautiful things that are calling to you, right? Yeah. I opened a gym. Yeah. That used to be a whisper. I did it, right? I tried out for the Eagles. That was a whisper. I did it. There's been a lot of whispers that I haven't taken advantage of. Not anymore, though. So it's make a running list of them and then choose one. And at this, here's the thing. I coach a lot of different individuals. So I still am coaching. I do personal training, but I also do wellness coaching. And there's some women that are not business executives. There's some women that aren't entrepreneurs. You don't have to have a huge pie in the sky title. You don't have to have a pie in the sky, ginormic goal of becoming an author or starting a podcast, right? It could be, you know what? I really want to create a playroom for my kids this year. And actually, that's one of the girls that I'm coaching. That's her goal, is to redo one of their bedrooms to make a playroom for the kids. Because you know what? That's going to be really exciting for her. She gets to paint the walls. She's on Pinterest. She's looking up different ideas. So the player passion goal can't be health and fitness related, right? Even though that's what I do with women, right? I help them with their health and wellness. The player passion isn't about your, I would need to lose weight, because the big missing piece when women come to me to want to lose weight, to want to get in shape, they're missing the big L word, love. They do not love themselves. They're not coming to me because they love love themselves most of the time. They're coming to me because there's something about them that they hate about themselves. So instead That's of real. Focusing on that, we're going to focus on what do you love? What do you want to do that lights you up? Because when you have that one thing that's going to be like, yeah, let's do this, the other things are going to fall into place a little bit easier. Will it be easy? No, right? Because it's life. Because life is hard.
right. And that always makes me kind of like ponder, right? When people think that something should be easy. And I'm like, what in your life has been easy? Like point one out. You know, and they're just like, oh, I'm like, why are we like tricked into thinking that because some guru online or social media or whatever said to you, oh yeah, this is going to be easy. You don't have to do nothing, kick back. Why do we even think that that is real? I mean, it doesn't happen in any area of our life. Everything takes work, especially when it's something that you truly want to see come to fruition, right? Yes, it's easy to sit down in front of Netflix, but the cost of that is huge.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I love that you do that with them. So you go there.
Yeah.
You go there.
And the other big piece of that player is finding the part of that that's going to serve someone else. So
yes,
I wanted to write the book. I knew it was my calling to do so. Right. Does that mean, again, was it easy to do, to learn, to do all of those things? Absolutely not. But knowing that I would be able to say, I published this book. It's now in the hands of people. I'm now on a podcast talking about this, and I am spreading this message. And even if it's one person out there that their life can get changed because of something that I wrote and put out there, that's amazing, right? That's a beautiful superstar moment. And that is a really important part of the star player goal is like, how is it serving you? Because as much as I wanted to write this book, there were days that I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. I don't know what I'm doing. And you know, you get stuck. But when you have that feeling of service and that you're showing up, not just for yourself, but to give back to someone else, wow. The consistency and the discipline will come with you. And it helps build the faith in yourself that, yes, I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also another thing that's very interesting to me, especially as I lead women as well, is like how they don't feel like they have the right, that like they're equipped. They don't feel they're equipped. And I'm like, somebody actually pays you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like they literally put their money in you to do this. Oh, I know, but not for myself. I'm like, yeah, but somebody pays you to do this. Like you can do this, right? I help women kind of like transcend all of that inner talk and shame and stuff so that they can build that coaching and consulting business that they want, because a lot of them have all these skill sets, but are afraid to know their next steps. And so they're just like, I don't know how. You don't need a website. You don't need a large following. You need passion. You need love. You need love for the person that you're trying to reach. So how do you do that, Heather? Are you doing that in organizations, on one-on-one? Are you doing that?
So
I love that.
The way that I do that is I coach one-on-one. I'm getting on stages. I'm getting on podcasts. I do online coaching. And the part that I love that you just said, that you help women with the believing in themselves that they can do it, that comes back to these two roles of the game, right? The fan and the cheerleader go hand in hand. The fan, think about a fan. Like we have to be our own biggest fans.
Yeah.
When your team loses, do you say, oh, you know what? I'm done with that team. They suck and I'm moving on.
No, people get passionate about their teams.
Right. So why are we not getting passionate about ourselves? Why are we getting so frustrated when things don't go our way? Or why do we look in the mirror and say, oh God, look at those lines. What is this? What is this? What is this? Why are we not looking at ourselves in the mirror? I see myself in the screen saying, hey girl, you are so great. You are beautiful. I am so happy and grateful that we have another day here to go shine our love and light. Right?
Right.
Imagine if we could wake up with that kind of enthusiasm for ourselves. That's what being your own biggest fan is about. And this foam finger definitely helps. Everybody should have a foam finger in their house to wave to themselves.
Just saying,
and then the cheerleader, what do cheerleaders do, Nina? They are affirming, right? Score, team, score. Go fight, win. What if you affirmed every single day during a morning warm-up, and that's what we do in our book, to say, I am strong. When I was writing this book, I didn't feel strong or capable or worthy of it, but I told myself every day, you are strong enough to figure this out. You are capable to sit down and do it, and you are worthy to show up for yourself and everyone else. So imagine, again, if we could wake up as that amazing love from the fan, the cheerleader affirmations, you have your player passion, and you're going to be so well equipped to deal with that mean girl who resides in your head, that opponent. And you're the idea is to take that love, to take that affirmation, to take that passion, and be able to look at those thoughts of those women that you coach. Myself, when I was writing the book, who am I? Why am I doing this? I can't do this. I'm not good enough. No one's going to read this. Instead of listening to that, just like a player on the field, a player on the field isn't going to get down the field unless they go forward and take head on those opponents, right? You're not going to be able to score a goal unless you go forward and get into the face of the opponent. So that's what we do with our thoughts. We look at them and say, hey, if my thought is, hey, I'm not good enough, I look back at it and I say, am I? Am I not good enough? I question myself. And then I say, no, heck no, I am good enough. I do have the experience. I have been gifted with this beautiful energy. I know my gifts. I know my talents, and I am doing this. So when you take that and you flip the script, and all four of those roles, Nina, are part of what we do every single morning in the competition. Those are our star actions. And that's how we start our day.
I love that. I freaking love that, because I think that, you know, especially, you know, the women who are listening right now, one of the things that I find is we're too hard on ourselves. We think we need to be perfect. We have to show up with everything already intact. And that's not the truth. And the truth is, you know, with all women kind of supporting and being cheerleaders, not just for yourself, but for others. Like if you are on a team and you are seeing your teammate wobbling down the field, you will stop what you're doing and go and help that teammate get, you know, wobble to wherever it is they're going, but you're going to go with them. And, you know, I realized that, you know, we need to also elevate our thinking. The truth is when you start to elevate your thinking and you get into rooms that are bigger than you, you start to realize that it's no longer competition, but networking. You realize that people are actually there to support one another. And the way that you are going to get a return on all of the energy you're spending on doing what you're doing is when you're pouring into somebody else's life. Yep. When you start to give, you receive. And people respect you way more than you think. And sometimes people see you and respect you way more than you do to yourself. And that's why I love that you said you're supposed to be your fan and your cheerleader, you know, but also get around other women that are your fan and your cheerleader. And then find that coach that's your fan and your cheerleader, because that's the only way we're going to grow. That's the only way. Yeah. You're not going to do this alone. You shouldn't be doing this alone. And if you are doing this alone, please listen to Heather, because she's telling you, you don't need to do this shit alone. And she's going to be your fan and your cheerleader. Like, I wish that women would just understand that if we really worked with each other and helped each other and were in each other's communities and networks and did masterminds together. And do you know how much stuff we could get
so
done?
What you're describing is what I describe as the coaching and assistant coach role, right? So the assistant coaches is all of your listeners right now, Nina, you're their assistant coach in their life, right? They come to you to listen to your words of wisdom, to your guest words of wisdom. And I have, you know, I listen to podcasts as well. And those are my assistant coaches. The books that we read for self-help and personal growth and career growth, those are our assistant coaches. When we call up, you know, Nina for coaching advice to get my own coaching program off the ground, you're my assistant coach. So yes, absolutely. Network, get those assistant coaches. Because when you, again, taking it back to that football team, you look out on the field, there's not one coach out there. There's a team. It takes a team of coaches to help those players have success. However, that being said, the coaching role is still up to you to sit down and to do the work, right? The player is about the feeling, the passion. I'm going to do this. Yes. But the coach, it's like, yeah, you got to sit down. You got to write your book. You got to put it in your schedule, and you got to do the do. It's all about taking action and getting stronger. this is That's where right. the action comes into it, right? I got to sit yeah. down. I got to get to yeah. that networking event. I have to write my book. I have to learn how to do a podcast. Right. So that's the nitty gritty, is in the coaching and then asking for help and being okay to get into, I love what you said, into a room where sometimes the people that you're around are farther along in the career that you want to get to. And it's very easy to let that opponent take over and be like, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. I can't schmooze with these people. When that starts to happen, again, it's like, turn it on and say, heck no, I am here. I am proud. Put those shoulders back, just like that cheerleader stance, you know, and I do talk about in the book, like, how are you in your posture when you say, I am strong, I am capable, I am worthy? Are you saying it with meaning? Because it's not just empty words, right?
That's right.
To truly believe and feel. So that goes back to that player passion. So yeah, I love that.
And we remember too that we all started somewhere, Heather. Right. We all started somewhere. You know, yes. like those people that are further along than you weren't just born further along than you, or they weren't born in that position. They also mm-hmm. worked on overcoming these thoughts, getting the right coaches, getting in the right rooms, supporting one another. I'm telling you, the more I spend time with millionaires and billionaires, the more I realize, like, you are no different than me, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You are no different. In fact, I just need to get my voice out there even more, because what you're saying, I've done said already. You know what I mean?
right. So I get it.
You know, we all have the superstar, like, just going back to your point, we mm-hmm. all have the superstar within us, and we start to question whether that's a real superstar or not. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday who I highly, highly respect, and we were talking, and she goes, do you know, I listen to everything you say, every time you say it, anywhere you say it, to me, right? Yeah. And I said to her, oh, that's really awesome. She goes, no, I don't think you're paying attention. I listen to everything you say. You know, yeah. and I'm talking about somebody who's like, if you saw them, you'd be like, whoa, she's way over there, though.
Yeah.
But is she? Right? Because the truth yeah. is, in the right rooms with the right people at the right times doing the thing. Right.
Yeah.
And yet she's listening to the me now, or who I was like, oh, I really have so much to learn still. You know, and I do have a lot to learn still. But at some point, you got to step up.
Yes.
At some point, it is yes. time to come to the freaking game. It's
step
time.
Up to the plate, baby. Step up That's to the it. Plate and swing.
That's it. Yes. So Heather, I love what you're doing, and I love how you're like pouring into people, and I love that you're, you know, coaching these people and women, and you are speaking, and you got your book out and all of that. So
yes.
I know that my audience is listening and they're probably pumped up right now, or hating us right now, one or the other, because one is either we're in their face and they don't like it, or the other one is like, all right, I hear you.
So well,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say that makes me think, because when you get the book, not if you all get the book, when you get the book, you're going to realize it's not just this is a great book, great ideas, put it on the shelf. It is a book that will ask you to deep dive. There is blank spaces in it. The blank spaces is for Ooh. You to respond and reflect. Yes. And again, to take action. So just like today, right now, I want you were writing down those player passions, right? Write down that self-love, that gratitude statement. My go-to yeah. is, I am yeah. so happy and grateful for my health and my family's health, right? That's right. For me, that's right. Number one. And then you have your affirmation. I'm strong, capable, and worthy. If you need one, that's a great one. Then you take that reoccurring thought, you flip it, and you put that in there. We have all of that space, all of those blank spaces for you to create your own, for that's you awesome. To list out your own coaching schedule, your own assistant coaches. And then a really big piece we didn't even talk about, Nina, is wellness, right? So all of this is well and good, and having the goals and loving yourself and believing yourself. There's a whole nother piece that we need to love ourselves so much that we move our bodies, that we eat nourishing foods, and that we give our minds some downtime outside of yes. work, outside of the yes. hustle, outside of mindless scrolling, just to do some meditation, to look inward mm-hmm. and slow it down. And that's also how we gain strength, through the actions of physical fitness, of eating well, and taking some time for mindfulness. Now, really quickly, when I bring up wellness, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you know, we start having those negative feelings of, I can't eat right. I've never done that before. I'm, like you said, That word F-A-T, I'm fat. I'm coaching a girl right now. And that's what, that's her mantra. Every day she's saying she's fat to herself. And I specifically said to her, is it going to change? If you're telling yourself this every day, is it going to change? You are creating the future that we want, right? So it's give yourself this beautiful gift of grace, right? Say,
yes,
I love who I am today. Even if those of you out there that are feeling fat or feeling overwhelmed or feeling tired or feeling like you don't have enough finances, I love who I am today. I love this life. Thank you so much for giving to me this. Where can I start?
Right.
The problem that I see so with our wellness industry is you go on social media and you have before and after pictures. You have this diet, do it, start this, don't have this, have this. And you can find every diet in the world right now for whatever you want. If you want plant-based, yep, you can go find a plant-based diet and find all the reasons it's good. You can go find all the reasons a carnivore diet is good. What my message is for you, just start somewhere. And that's where that awareness, remember that off season? So if you're logging your food, actually we do it in the book for 3 days, you log your food, look at your food, pick out one thing that you could change. Maybe it's the bag of chips that you get out of the vending machine at lunch because they're so tasty and yummy. Could you take that out, slide it out, and instead slide in cucumbers and hummus? I love cucumbers and hummus.
Me
could
too.
You do that? Yeah. One thing, and maybe not even every day. Maybe you only do that on a Tuesday and Thursday, and the other days you still award yourself with chips. Who's to say that's not good enough? Nobody. So let's create the on-ramp, right? Just like a busy highway, cars are racing. Let's not try to get on top speed. Let's roll on and get on there nice and easy. We don't have
love
to go
that.
Into the
love that
extreme.
Analogy.
Yeah. So let's.
But
give
you know what, Heather?
Speed.
I also feel like they need to, on top of all you're saying, is to not do it alone and find a coach. Like, stop being on the fence about having a coach. Stop being on the fence about, I don't know if I can. Yes. Stop being on the fence. Invest in a freaking coach, guys. Like, invest in a freaking coach. And you know what? Go with one that resonates with you, that you feel is the right person for you. Like, if Heather is jiving with you right now, and this is your you feel that vibe, freaking stop being on the fence. Stop
yes.
being on the fence.
I love that.
You know, I have this quick little story. So I was, I'm a Christian by faith, right? So I was watching this guy. He's, he was an atheist, and he was telling his story, and he said he went to sleep one day, and he said he was walking on a white picket fence. You ever heard this story? I don't
no.
want to repeat it if you've, okay. So he's walking on this fence, and he says in his dream, he looks on one side and he sees, you know, he sees God and like people playing around, and it's all greenery and beautiful. And it was amazing. And when he turned his head, this side was horrible. And it looked like people were suffering and all that kind of stuff. And he said it was just so dark and evil, and he didn't understand what was happening. And then all of a sudden it all disappeared, but he was still on the fence. Right. And right. So mind you, before he went to sleep, he's like, I hate Christians. They're ridiculous. This is, you know, religion is ridiculous, whatever.
Right.
So he's looking at all of this, and then everything disappeared. And he's like, what's going on? And then he said that the enemy or Satan or whatever came back to him and said, oh, there you are. I've been looking for you. And the guy goes, excuse me? I don't know what you're talking about. I have not made a decision. I'm on the fence. And he goes, yeah, I own the fence. Right.
Oh.
And it's like, at yeah. some point in your life, you have to get off the damn fence.
Yes.
You have to make a decision. Now, whether you are going to decide to go towards greenery or green pastures or a better place or whatever have you, or stay in the stuff that you're in right now and don't go anywhere, that's on you. But here's
yep.
the point. Invest in yourself. And when you yes. start to invest in yourself, even if it's just in a coach right now, you are going yeah. to invest in yourself in other areas, investing in yourself in time, investing in yourself in health, investing in yourself in your family.
Yes.
You're going to start
Absolutely.
Investing in yourself because you're not going to keep stopping yourself every time you want to invest. Now,
yes.
I will tell you that there's sometimes the coach that you picked may not work out, and you may not have given all of your effort in, and you may not have done your part. And the reason I say you is because lots of times we want to blame someone else, but you're going to have to start saying, oh, as I'm pointing this way, three are pointing back. So stop blaming people and stop being a victim.
Yes.
Get off the damn fence, make a decision, invest in somebody. And if Heather's speaking to you, hello, I'm about to give you all of our information. So stop freaking wasting time. Just saying.
I love that. I love that. And it reminds me of, you know, it's what are you worth, right? Not what does it cost? What is it? It's not, it shouldn't feel like it's costing you to invest in your health. It should feel like an investment, right? So, you know, for all the women out there, how many of you are getting your nails done twice a month? Right. That's an investment. You're investing in your health. How many of you get your hair dyed? How many of you get your hair cut? How many of you stop at Starbucks? Those are all investments. So yeah, I love that. Like, invest in yourself, in the things that are going to get you to where you want to go in life. And also have you here longer, right? Taking care of your wellness is an awesome, amazing opportunity for you to excel in your career and all of those passions, because you're going to feel better. It's like a win-win-win-win-win-win situation. That being said, the last role, Nina, is the referee. Imagine a game without rules or someone there to hold you accountable.
Right.
You also have to be your own referee, right? You have to hold yourself accountable. And that's why in my book, we finish with a competition, and it's an actual planner with daily actions that you do.
So good.
You are setting it up. So you're setting up your workout. You're setting up that fuel goal. You're setting it all up because it's your life. It's your game plan. So again, it's like, get off the freaking fence, pick a side, and go for it. You might not win. You might not get to your goal in 8 weeks, you know?
Right.
But it's about the journey. It's about learning. Right. It's about growing. And wow, at the end of, you know, trying to reach a goal, the 8 weeks in my book, you've learned, you've grown, you've lost, and you have the faith in yourself, and you are able to say, I've gotten stronger mentally, physically, spiritually, and I am resilient. I am bouncing back, baby. I am not jumping back on that fence, and I am going to play down here. And you know what? Don't look at the grass that might be greener on the other side of the fence. I say this in my book. I'm happy with my grass that has brown spots from the dog peeing in them. Be happy for what you got, right? And work with what you got and keep moving forward.
Or stay where you are. That's on you. So, because the truth is I like to keep it real. We also make choices to stay where we are, to bitch and moan about why we're not where we're going. I'm just a straight talker, Heather. You know, sorry about that, but that's just how I am. Like, I want my community to move.
I love it.
I want them to move forward, and I want them to expand. And that's why I have guests like you on the show. So before I let you go, I do want to know how they can contact you, follow you, support you, like listen to you, work with you, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So my website, and I think you see my name up there, Heather Godesco, right? HeatherGodesco.com. It's a tongue twister. And then Facebook is the same, Heather Godesco. And Instagram is the same, Heather Godesco. You can also find remnants of Sweat Like a Girl around my amazing gym. I do one-on-one virtual coaching. I do fitness coaching. I am getting on stages, on podcasts. And like I said, I am here to shine my light, to inspire others to shine their lights, because no matter how big or small what our passion is, we have no idea the ripple effects that we can have
Absolutely.
On others.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on Straight Talk. This was a really powerful conversation. I appreciate you.
Yes. 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 Can we finish with a cheerleader? With a cheer? Yes. I am strong. I am capable. I am worthy. Should we do it?
I am strong.
I am strong. I am capable. I am worthy, baby.
Woo! Woo! Love it. Thank you so much, Heather. Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. You guys are superstars. Make sure that you follow Heather. I'm going to make sure I link all of her information below, because you guys need to get off the freaking fence and make a decision. Okay. Make sure that you guys grab her book, The Girl with a Game Plan. Do not miss out on that, because I'm telling you, like, if you can get through the 8 weeks of that book, you can do freaking anything. Make sure that you do that. Okay. Thank you guys for being here. Love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.